Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. In Audioboom, you can get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and also sports teams. The Audioboom mobile app is very good for listening and also for creating audio. On that creative side, the app makes it easy. One of the best features is that you can record on the fly when you're out and about, and even trim the recording before uploading it. That is one useful feature and very easy to use. Apple announced its new music service, and Spotify took over the news cycle shortly after that. We'll talk about those things and others. First, Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences, is scheduled for September 29th. Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. Jake Shapiro is the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. Those programs include The Moth Radio Hour, This American Life, and 99% Invisible. PRX is also home to Radiotopia, a podcast network featuring the best of PRX. Jake Shapiro will share his perspective on the industry and the increasing popularity of podcasts as part of the online audio ecosystem. For more information and also to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click on Summits. After a long buildup and a vast amount of speculation, Apple finally announced Apple Music this week, its overhauled music offering. CEO Tim Cook dubbed the new service the next chapter in music, and he presented it as a single resource for listeners' various musical needs. Apple Music will launch on June 30th in 100 countries. The long-awaited service proves out most of the rumors which preceded this announcement and comes in several main parts. First, there is My Music, which is a storage locker for acquired tracks and albums. There's a recommendation engine in there for music discovery based on each user's personal collection. Part of Apple Music will be called Beats One, and that is a 24/7 global live radio broadcast. This facet will be spearheaded by the recently hired Zane Lowe. He joined Apple from the BBC, where he was a popular radio DJ. Beats One will broadcast from Los Angeles, New York, and London. Then Apple announced a service piece called Connect. Connect is a musician platform that allows artists to build a presence on the service, and there they can connect with fans and put up photos and videos. Underlying all of these extra dimensions will be the core service. It offers subscription plans for unlimited on-demand access to music. Apple Music will compete directly with Spotify, Deezer, Rhapsody, and others around the world. Speaking of Spotify, Spotify grabbed the news cycle 2 days after Apple's big announcement by releasing updated audience metrics. Spotify now has more than 20 million subscribers and 75 million active users on its on-demand streaming platform. The company started off this year with the announcement of 15 million subscribers and 60 million total audience, meaning that Spotify grew quickly to hit this milestone. Also, Spotify closed a round of funding, totaling $526 million. The round, which began in April, brings the company's total financing to more than $1 billion and brings its new valuation up to about $8.5 billion. That's more than twice the market cap of Pandora. Apple and Spotify grab a lot of headline space, but playlist creation service 8Trax snuck into the media sphere this week with an announcement that it has added a lot of new music to its catalog. It brings the number of tracks in the 8Trax library to 9 million. And these new ones are sourced from digital distributor TuneCore and also a few label groups, including the renowned classical label Naxos, which is now partnering with 8Trax. All these new songs and tracks are good for the users who build playlists on the platform and share them with the world. It's worth mentioning that while Spotify and Pandora scale their audiences and their revenue, they remain in the red on the balance sheet, while 8Trax has been steaming along profitably since 2012. Webcast listening inched up 1% month over month in April and 39% year over year from the previous April, according to the Webcast Metrics Top 20 Ranker just released by Triton Digital. The company provides a streaming rating service, and the monthly report ranks the top 20 internet services and radio groups which subscribe to Triton's service based on their listening audiences. Pandora is always the leader by far, with Spotify and iHeartMedia taking second and third spots every month on the list. In the April update, Pandora's listening remained about the same as in March. Spotify, though, was on the move in April, gaining 6% more listening from the previous month. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like to listen to based on your history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.